Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see things from a very different perspective. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com. And remember, I spell Kevin like the number 7. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Weekly Wisdom. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now, on to the KevCast. Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, and Happy New Year to you. Oh my gosh, we've done it. We have completed 2015, and now we are all off and starting onto 2016. Well, today's podcast is called A Winch and a Soundtrack. A Winch and a Soundtrack. Not a wench, a winch and a soundtrack. Okay? In case you're confused about what I'm going to be talking about, we're going to dive right into this new year thing. I mean, some of you might be a little bit like me where you're kind of getting burned out already about all the new diet stuff, the exercise things, the posts for all that stuff to get you in shape, right? Because it seems like everything out there right now is focusing on our New Year's resolution. Now, many of you know that I have been following for many, many years a number of our country's most famous and most popular life coaches. I have been coached by many of them, several of them, which I could name for you. And I've been listening to see what they're going to say at the turn of the new year. And I've noticed all these ads for trainers and diet groups and health club memberships and so on. And I think we all know why. I mean, these are all businesses that offer services that are most attractive to people who are seeking to make changes during the year. And when are we seeking to make the most change? What's always at the beginning of the year? It's always a chance for a new start. Now, there's a ton of great advice out there. A lot of great services, a lot of great products out there, and they can help us. But what I'd like to do today in this podcast is to prime your attention to something that I think will really serve you as you navigate the field, right? I mean, there's so many options. How do you know which one's right for you? How do you know if you just jump into which diet program? Are you going to go vegan? Are you going to be an 80% vegetarian like I am? Are you going to go paleo? And eat just protein all the time? I mean, who's got the best solution? Is it a blood type thing? Is it a heart association thing? I mean, that's just diet, right? There's a lot of choices. Who has the wisdom? Who's going to lead you to your desired outcome? Which exercise DVD is going to get you there? You see, there's a lot of stuff in the field that we have to navigate through. And I think I have something for you that will help you, okay? See, the truth is that the change in the new year is not incidental to our humanity. It's not incidental to our society, and it's not incidental to our systems of faith. The reason that you're feeling optimistic is not incidental. You see, we just went through the Christmas season, which was conveniently laid over the top of the winter solstice. And now we are starting to see that the days are getting longer. We're starting to move our eyes out toward a warmer, brighter day rather than the cold, dark days of winter. I mean, think about it just from a perspective standpoint. If you're in October, you know the days are getting shorter and the winter is here and it's getting colder. But after the Christmas holiday, in the beginning of the new year, you know that the days are getting longer, at least in this hemisphere. And there's optimism. You're not looking towards getting everything done by Christmas anymore, which is a constrictive perspective. You're actually looking down towards spring. You're like, man, by March, it's going to be warm enough that I can wear shorts again, or I can get shed off some of this cold and get through all this. And, you know, in April, it's like you're looking forward towards spring. And so what has happened is you've moved your perspective. We are no longer focused on the short term year end, but we're focused on the long term again. And that long term focus does something to us. Now, if we pull back, we can see that the thing that changed was the anchor point to our life winch. You see, we moved the winch further out. And a winch, if you're not familiar with what that is, it's a electric motor that turns a big wheel that has hundreds of feet of cable on it, and it's attached to the front of a Jeep or a truck or a 4x4 vehicle. And what you do is, when you can't drive up the hill, it's too steep or it's too muddy or it's whatever, you take the cable and you unwind it and you tie it around a tree or a rock or something. And then you turn on the winch and it pulls your vehicle towards that destination through the worst challenging obstacles. Okay, and so we all have an anchor point in our life, a life winch. And after the change of the year, we just move the winch further out. It's like we already got through, we winched it to Christmas, and then we got through, now we just move the winch further out. Okay? This is a vital key for our future transformation. If you're looking to make changes, this is something you need to understand. It's also the best way to move beyond painful experiences. Trust me, if you are suffering from a painful experience and it's hard to get beyond, take a listen to this information and see if changing your winch location can't be the difference, okay? And I like this time of the year. I really do, for the above reasons, because a change of our life anchor point is the closest thing we have to a reset button. Right, we're not playing a video game here where if we die, we just hit reset and keep going. But if we can move our anchor point, that is as close as we can get to a reset button. That's powerful. To be told it's all new again is powerful. That's another reason for this optimism. This is why systems of faith love this time of year, because the promise of new life is emerging out of a cold death. It's the resurrection story being retold over and over and over and over and over again. Now, pay attention. The life reset button is a relocation of our life anchor point. Therefore, the type and location of our life anchor has everything to do with making lasting changes. See, where and what type and how long of a winch you have makes a big difference. For example, maybe you're taking a beach vacation in the spring, or you're going to a wedding and you got to fit into a dress or a tuxedo. Maybe you're going to a class reunion or some other life event that you are using to pull yourself into better health and appearances. I mean, you don't want to show up and look bad. You want to look as good as you possibly can, right? So you're using that future event to kind of pull yourself closer, and you're using that, you know what, I got to put the cheesecake down today. Now, these are all short-term anchors, and they can serve us very, very well. But they're like training for a marathon or a century bike ride or some huge fitness goal that you might have. They all get us to a certain point. But what happens the day after the wedding or the day after vacation or after that special day passes, right? Once that anchor point is gone, there's nothing to keep you in that behavior. You either have to find a new anchor point, another goal, or else, you know as well as I do, it all falls apart. So lasting change doesn't work with short anchors, does it? Now, if you grasp this concept of the life anchor, then my advice to you is to pick your anchor point very, very wisely. Now, the further you put your anchor point out, the more soul-searching and self-discovery you will have to do. But if you do it, if you do that hard soul work, it'll allow you to move beyond distractions and setbacks far easier than if you have a short anchor. It will help you to live a more consistent life. You see, all the life coaches out there are selling their programs to help you get disciplined, to help you get focused, to help you become empowered, to help you do more, do more, do more. But this is really about being more. And being more has everything to do about where you anchor your life. So picking a close anchor point can give you some short-term wins, that's for sure. But it's kind of like flying by landmarks rather than flying by using a destination coordinate. You can eventually get there if you know the landmarks. If not, you're just going to fly all over from one thing to the next. Now, maybe that's your life. Maybe you have been flying over and you are distracted and you are tired of running in circles. Maybe you need some GPS coordinates. Maybe you need to understand what it is to have a long cable anchored to a huge life anchor way out there in the distance that can pull you through all the muck and mire and distractions of your life. If you need that, that means that you have some soul work ahead of you. If you're willing to do it, you're in the right place. Now, my second offering to you is to evaluate your life soundtrack. It's kind of like, you know, you listen to a movie and they all have these great soundtracks now. We all have a life soundtrack. We all have life messages that play over and over in our heads. These are the messages that keep us stuck. They keep us fearful. They are the message that plays. It's that little song in our head that plays that keeps us procrastinating. Oh, tomorrow. These give us someday disease, right? But these are also the soundtracks that keep us optimistic. They keep us hopeful. They keep us energized. They keep us focused. They keep us putting the fork down because we're saying, you know what, this isn't worth it. The way I feel by being unhealthy is not worth how this tastes, right? They're the right kind of soundtrack, can do a powerful thing in our life. So again, if we want to have lasting personal change, we have to do the soul work of identifying our life soundtrack. The ones that are on rotation, kind of like a top 40 radio station. Those are the ones that are creating your life. They're creating the good and the bad. So if there's things you want to change, you're going to have to change some of those soundtracks that are on there. Now, if you have a lot of bad soundtracks, then you likely have a very short winch cable. Now, I don't know if you can see that, but the two are very connected. And when you are just navigating from one thing to the next, from one thing to the next, from one short goal to the next short goal, and you're just always telling yourself, what am I going to do next? Your winch cable is way short. And that's in part because of the sound bites that you've adopted. You haven't done the soul work, the hard work, the self-discovery of getting to the heart of it, of truly knowing yourself and your life and what you're about and what you truly want. You're just following after the things you think you want. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning in any way. I'm trying to illuminate realities that I see over and over and again when I coach people and talk to people. I hope this really helps you. So if you can see that the two are connected, you are going to have a couple of tools that are going to help you in 2016. I can't underscore for you just how vital it is to know your life anchor and where it is and what you really want, or your life soundtrack and how it feeds into your ability to get there. These two things are spiritual realities that fuel the outcomes of our lives, right? These are not heavy empirical realities, factual, evidentially based things. A life anchor can't be weighed. You can't put a box around it and measure it, right? You can't smell it or see it, but it's a reality and it's there. It's spiritual in nature, but it's real. Now, I'd like to give you a fun way to make sure that you keep these things consciously in front of you. You don't want that soundtrack that says spiritual things aren't real. They're myth. They're fable. That is a faulty soundtrack. It will cause you to diminish your life of meaning. Spiritual things are very real. In fact, they're more real. And one day I'll prove that to you, if I haven't already. But you can change your real soundtrack. So how do you change the spiritual soundtrack? Start by changing your real soundtrack. What do I mean by that? Well, look at your song library in your iTunes or your whatever it is, your playing device. Make deliberate changes. Are you still playing the same old songs? Really, it's good. I love some of the same old songs I have in my own rotation, but I'm encouraging you to make a commitment to add one song per week that brings your attention back to these vital aspects of life. Now, this exercise can help enlarge your spiritual space. So if you don't really think spiritual realities are real, let me invite you to do this. Just add one song a week that gets at these spiritual realities. I don't care who the artists are. I don't care what kind of music. In fact, I hope you change the variety and the types of music. But music is powerful. Lyrics are poetry in that they get us at a heart level. Now, pick a song based on content. Pick different artists, like I said, and you'll discover a sea of people out there who are talking about and anchoring to the same big thing. But they're each doing it in their own unique way. And that's powerful. That's inspiring. Where are all these people getting this? If spiritual realities don't exist, then why do so many people make it up? Are you just going to blame this on biochemistry or sociology? Come on, it's way bigger than that. It's time we all discover it, because once we tap into it, something profound changes our life. Not only will you have a new song each week that will inspire you, but you will be teaching yourself how to see that thing that's behind all things. And if you can train yourself to see that, you can train yourself to extend your anchor point further and further out. This keeps your life going in one direction. This keeps you steady, consistent, focused. It's amazing. Now, if you need ideas on where to get music, you can always go back and sign up for my newsletter, Winder's Weekly Wisdom, at kevinwinder.com. And every week I offer a new soundtrack. I've done it for years. I called it Noom Audio. I've been using quotes lately and just linking them. Now, if all of this stuff sounds like a distraction from your real or your practical goals, then it might be that you're just not connecting the dots yet. And that's okay. I mean, this takes some time. You see, our practical goals are not end products like we think they are. They are actually byproducts. Now, only the best coaching is going to tell you this, because most coaching, and I mean most, like 99% of coaching that's out there, and trust me, I'm in the coaching world and I keep very current on who's saying what and how, I can tell you 99% of it out there is not telling you this. 99% of you are telling you that your practical goals are the main issue. Right? Most coaching is about getting you to do a certain thing, accomplish a big thing, to set your goal on something you want and to get it. Most of them are not getting at why you want that. So think about it. We only want better fitness or better finances because ultimately we want what I call well-being, or what they used to call shalom. Now, even if you're not aware of it, that means you're not aware of what your real wanter is. You're not aware of why you want something. You just think you want it. That's a huge thing. I can't tell you how many people miss that in their own lives. It's a blind spot for many of us. You see, our true wanter is not buns of steel or flat abs. You know, it's acceptance. It's adoration. Our wanter is not millions of dollars in the bank. You won't do a thing with $1 billion in the bank. What you want are options. What you really want are freedom. If you could have freedom and options without $1 billion in the bank, you wouldn't want $1 billion in the bank. You've just latched onto that as the means to get you what you really want. You see, to understand what you really want is a spiritual pursuit. And that's what I'm encouraging you to think about. The truth is that health and the right disposition toward money or finances or any of that stuff, they all flow from shalom. They don't flow to shalom. And yes, I know that the world soundtrack and most coaching soundtracks out there say otherwise. They tell you that if you want shalom or well-being, then you have to have money. If you want well-being, you have to have this thing. They all tell you that your doing creates your being, that you have to achieve more, do more, have more, if you want to have more joy, happiness, right? All those things that cause a person to thrive in life all come from the external to the internal. They move outside in. That is one soundtrack, and that's 99% of it out there. But let me tell you, that's not what I believe is the true soundtrack that you need to tune into. The other soundtrack says that it doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter if you have health. It doesn't matter if you have status or privilege. You can still have shalom. You can still have well-being. The choice between the two is made by our faith. Right? You can choose to do outside in, or you can choose to do inside out. You can choose to chase the good life, or you can live the good life, but you can't do both. I'll say that again. You can chase the good life, or you can live the good life, but you can't do both. And our sorrow is knowing that a good life exists, but despite our best efforts, we can't possess it. Sorrow means we are living incongruent to our faith. Now, I invite you to test the veracity of these claims. I know if you don't have all these categories in your head, some of the things I'm saying might cause you to be a little uncertain, or they may not make sense, but stick with them. The categories will come. This is a venue for you to gain those kinds of categories. These things have been taught for a very, very long time. Consider the verses as I close from this ancient king, Solomon of Israel, who was said to have been the wisest man who has ever lived. He said, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. Behold, what I've seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find employment in all the toil." I'm sorry, find employment, to find enjoyment. Let me reread that. Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of his life that God has given him, for this is his lot. You see, finding enjoyment in all the toil is the key. The toil doesn't bring you the joy. The toil is not the opposite of joy. The joy is found in it. And if you get that, you've got something that is going to make a great 2016 and every year after that. Thanks so much for tuning in to the KevCast. It really means a lot that you give your time and energy to this. It's my goal that this content is challenging sometimes, but mostly helpful, inspiring, and encouraging to you. It's my goal that in the end, you become a much better person. And guess what? I'll become a better person if I hear from you. I welcome your feedback, good or bad. I'd love to start a dialogue with you. If I can answer any questions, please reach out to me at my website, www.kevinwinder.com. Now, remember, I'm a member of the Experts Academy, and I help people who want to understand spirituality to make sense of their religious experience so that they can clearly see God in the world. Until next time, have a great day.